I'm Mike Fraser, and this is WYSO Today for Tuesday, April 7th. Farmers in Ohio and across the country are pushing for answers from the U.S. Department of Justice and Ag Secretary Brooke Rollins. Ag producers have dealt with rising input costs and razor-thin margins across the board for years, but they're now asking for transparency about a new federal investigation. WYSO's Shea Frank has more.
Ohio joined 13 other corn-producing states to write a letter to the Justice Department and USDA about an investigation into possible price fixing for fertilizer. The USDA has already said there have been signs of collusion within the fertilizer industry, calling the market a duopoly. Jerry Puckett with the Ohio Corn and Wheat Growers Association says that means two dominant entities control the market, leaving it vulnerable for price fixing. Eric Tipton is president of the Growers Association. He says the war in Iran has exacerbated price increases due to delays from the port of Hormuz.
So now we've really got our head on a swivel. The war in Iran fired up, and then all of a sudden we see this massive spike in fertilizer prices. So it's something that we've constantly been paying attention to.
Puckett says their association's letter asked the DOJ and USDA for three things: public confirmation that fertilizer markets are within the scope of the Food Supply Chain Security Task Force, inclusion and representation as stakeholders in the investigation, and the release of findings from congressional briefings.
If there is any anti-competitive conduct by the fertilizer industry, they think it's important that that be made public.
For WYSO News, I'm Shea Frank.
Today is the deadline to register to vote in the May primary. Dr. Amy Acton has no opponent in the Democratic primary for governor. Affordability is an issue in this campaign. It's also mentioned by Vivek Ramaswamy, who has two opponents in the Republican primary for governor. State House correspondent Karen Kessler reports.
Ramaswamy launched his first ad buy last month, $10 million for a pair of commercials. One features his wife, Apoorva.
He wants safe communities, great schools, and a state where hard work means you can afford your home, your groceries, and your future.
Ramaswamy has said he wants to eliminate the income tax, which brings the state over $10 billion a year. He also says he wants to roll back property taxes to where they were before the pandemic by growing Ohio's population to 15 million and bringing in more economic activity. But that would mean a higher percentage of population growth than any other state. And Democrats and progressive researchers have said that would also mean huge cuts to local services. Karen Kessler at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.
And Democratic gubernatorial candidate Amy Acton has rolled out her plan that she says would make Ohio more affordable. It includes a refundable earned income tax credit, child care tax credit, and medical debt forgiveness. State House correspondent Joe Ingles has this.
Acton says these can be paid for by making them priorities. Many elements are in bills proposed by State House Democrats. Connie Luck, with Republican governor candidate Vivek Ramaswamy's campaign, says Acton's plan would mean higher taxes and bigger government. But Acton says it's Ramaswamy's policies that would hurt Ohioans.
I think he's frankly a danger, a real danger, his leadership is to Ohio. He has no idea of how to do this.
Ramaswamy has proposed eliminating the income tax and rolling back property taxes to pre-pandemic levels. Joe Ingles at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.
An historic marker will be placed at the Patterson Homestead on Wednesday, honoring the legacy of the influential Patterson family and their contributions during the Revolution era. The Jonathan Dayton chapter of the National Society Daughters of the American Revolution will host the dedication tomorrow morning at 11 with representatives from Dayton history and community leaders at 815 Brown Street in Dayton. The event is part of the nationwide America 250 initiative, celebrating the upcoming 250th anniversary of the signing of the Declaration of Independence. Look for temperatures to peak near 50 degrees at today. Sunshine, maybe a few clouds. Cold again tonight, a low in the lower 30s, but temperatures getting close to 70 on Wednesday and in the 70s Thursday and Friday. Should be dry most of the week with rain chances returning on Friday. And that's WYSO Today for Tuesday, April 7th. I'm Mike Fraser.